Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Locked On Warriors. This is Grant Lifman.
And I'm Drew Schiller.
And we are here to talk to you about the Warriors 5 days a week. And we are here in Las Vegas for the Summer League, the NBA Summer League, following your Golden State Warriors. But we apologize for any background noise you hear. We may hear some music, etc. We have to do these podcasts from hotels in Vegas, and it's pretty cool.
It is. It's definitely different. We're at the Planet Hollywood right now, and we just kind of found a quiet space, or we think it's a quiet space, on the mezzanine level. Massive conference rooms, long hallways, and it right now it's should I give away the time right now?
No, people can guess.
On the All line. Right, but you're listening to this on Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, and we are here to recap what happened on Monday night.
Yes, and so Drew and I, well, we did the actual game itself. We will talk about in depth. The Warriors played the Cavs tonight, and it was not a good game for the Warriors. They came out flat. It was not anything to really write home about, pretty much for any player. There was no player that really stood out. It was just a sloppy game, and the Cavs really brought it to them. Or as Dan Gilbert tweeted out today, what'd he say? It was like, now we're 4-2. Do you want to play best of nine or something?
Yeah, Dan Gilbert, yeah. Cavs owner, he was sitting courtside. Joe Lacob was sitting courtside. And, you know, the Warriors got down early, but then they showed some life. But then after that, I mean, it was just ugly. As a team, 5 for 24 from beyond the arc. Pat McCaw struggled. He was just 1 for 6 from distance. Jabari Brown was 1 for 6 from three-point territory. And like you said, they came out flat, and the Cavs, the Cavs were playing as if they really, really wanted revenge.
They did. Which I don't think any one of those players had anything to do with the series, but yeah.
It wasn't pretty.
But, you know, the few nuggets that you can actually take away from, one thing you and I both talked about and noticed was, so Jordan Bell finished with 3 assists, and he's a better passer than I really knew. I only got to see him play a little bit of March Madness. I think I saw one or two regular season games of Oregon.
Right.
And as a passer, though, he had flashes of what David West brought to the team last year, which is, you know, giving the backdoor cuts. It was something that I think he'll obviously be able to learn from David West a little more. But I just didn't know he had that vision.
Yeah, no, he has a good feel for the game. And we talked about this on Warriors Outsiders. We had a show actually before the game that aired at 5:30 Pacific. We kind of had to fill some time because the Warriors game ended up starting late. And then we also did a post-game show. And Jordan Bell, during his junior year at Oregon, this most recent season, he had 7 games with at least 4 assists. And that is a large enough sample size to show that a guy at 6'7", 6'8", really sees the floor and knows how to make the extra pass. And Oregon plays a really fun, up-tempo, everybody shares the ball, equal opportunity type offense. And it's good to know that if he, you know, finds a role with the Warriors during his rookie season and he gets into games playing with Steph or Kevin Durant and he goes to set on ball screens, teams may decide to just trap and force the ball handler, whether it be Steph or KD, to pass it to Jordan Bell, who then has to make a decision. And he can find the open guy in the corner. He can throw the lob. As you said, he had 3 assists in the loss, and he also had a nice little drop-off pass to Damian Jones, who got fouled, and I think he ended up missing the free throws. But it was still an example of him seeing the floor and being more skilled, I think, than people give him credit for. He's more than just a defensive player.
No, and that's really what I was thinking. And I remember him having some offensive game, but I know he can go strong to the hoop. But it was that touch and the vision that I hadn't seen. And One thing we do know, and we saw even again this game, you know, he's getting back into shape. Obviously, he hasn't played in a while, but when he gets a chance, he fights for every board. He fights for every loose ball. He always contests every shot. That's something that obviously the Warriors look for in a player. And, you know, the one thing I also noticed is Damian Jones really does try to contest shots. You know, he sees a block and he goes for it. You know, that's a different style than Azaza Pachulia, who doesn't as much go for the block. He goes for the box out. So I would say Damian Jones in that way is probably more of a JaVale McGee going for the blocks.
Yeah, he had two blocks in the loss to the Cavs. He had three blocks in the loss to the Sixers on Saturday night. However, when you look at the overall performance from Damian Jones against Cleveland, it wasn't his best performance. And he would tell you that. He got frustrated a little bit at times. He had some fouls. He ended up fouling out of the game. He didn't foul out because it takes 10 fouls to foul out in the summer league. But he committed 6 fouls in 21 minutes. And that is kind of what he did early in his Santa Cruz tenure. And, yeah, he just kind of struggled tonight. He was 2 for 9 from the floor. But, you know, what was interesting to see is he took a 3 early in the game.
He did.
It was a straight-on shot. He missed it. And we know that he has the range out to 18 feet. And I highly doubt that we will see him shoot any 3s next year. But maybe it is something that he's already kind of thinking about for down the road.
Yeah, maybe not as much as him, as you have to wonder if the coaches asked him to do that. That's something right. We may have to ask somebody, because I'd be interested to know if they're actually trying to get him to shoot a little more outside, because he's really looking to take that shot. So that'd be interesting to find out as well.
Yeah, but ultimately, and I think we talked about this on yesterday's pod, Damian Jones is not going to be taking many shots next season. And as long as the big four.
And neither will Jordan Bell.
And neither will Jordan Bell. Exactly. These guys just need to be able to at least keep defenses honest and mostly play defense. And that's going to be what they need to do to get into the rotation.
Exactly. So just while we have a moment here, I just wanted to say thank you for everyone for tuning into this podcast, Locked On Warriors. Make sure to subscribe to us. We are always here to chat with you about the Warriors 5 days a week. And I know Drew and I have a lot of fun doing it. So I thank you so much for joining us.
We have a blast doing this. And you know what else we had a blast doing tonight, Grant?
What?
Talking to Mike Brown and Pat McCaw. They were our two guests on the post-game show. And then we had Kirk Lacob, Warriors assistant GM, on the pre-game show. It was effectively...
And then Jordan Bell even dropped by.
Jordan Bell dropped by the end when the portion of our show was just on Facebook Live, and he had a bunch of video games.
Yeah, he was so pumped.
And he had like an Xbox 360 that somebody had given him, and it was really funny. What did he say?
He was like, "This isn't the NCAA anymore."
Yeah,
he can get gifts. It was the best. He was so pumped.
And I don't know if it was his agent or if it was somebody who hooked him up with some video games, but he looked like he was gonna, kind of
kid
have
on
some,
Christmas.
Yeah,
you know, and. We earlier today or yesterday when we did our podcast,
whatever time this is right now, I don't know.
Where are we right now?
No idea.
We said how Damian Jones was like the sweetest, good-natured guy we've met, and really, so far, every single person we've talked to or met on this team are just so good-natured. You know, some people more shy, some people more outgoing, but everyone is just very genuinely nice. Have you picked up on that too?
I mean, yeah, duh. It's just been, everyone has been very accommodating. The guys are all, you know, in a pretty good mood. However, you know, I think they are a little bit frustrated with losing two games, and especially with the way that the Warriors lost to the Cavs. But even on the postgame show, Mike Brown, should we go through kind of what the answers were to some of the fun questions?
Yeah, well, can we just throw this out there? Mike Brown might be, I don't know, have you ever seen him serious? Like, he is the most jovial human I have ever met.
But see, what's funny is that Mike Brown, I think, used to have a reputation as being kind of a serious, buttoned up.
With the Cavs.
Yeah, and even when he was with the Spurs.
Right.
As an assistant. Even with the Lakers, you know, that things didn't go, you know, well for him in Los Angeles. And I don't know if he has all of a sudden just kind of shifted his tune a little bit. But
he is a joy to interview, because I was dying laughing.
He's
hilarious.
He is just a happy, happy guy. And a couple examples, when we told Mike Brown that Damian Jones' answer to the question of which coach would you want to be with you if you were on a stranded on a deserted island, and Damian Jones' answer was Ron Adams. And Pat McCaw also answered Ron Adams. And anyway, yep. we let Mike Brown know that nobody had picked him, specifically Damian Jones. And he looks into the camera and he basically threatens Damian Jones that he's not going to play and that he's going to send him down to Santa Cruz.
He's like, DJ, I'm going to send you down to the D League or G League or whatever. You're going down. It was hilarious. And then he said he had a ton of good quotes. But when I asked, Mike Brown who wins one-on-one, him or Steve Kerr, he looks and he goes, listen, Steve Kerr is he's a pretty guy, but he's slow. I'm going to bust his ass up.
And then we all pause.
He looks at us. Can I say that? Can I say ass? And we're like, yeah, sure. He goes, I'm going to bust his ass up. It was so good.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
He was having so much fun. He truly seems like a guy who has just kind of a new perspective on life. Right. And he's with the Warriors organization. Things are great. The culture, the opportunity that Steve Kerr has given him since, Alvin Gentry leaves, Luke Walton leaves, Mike Brown comes in, and he picks up and he goes 11-0 in the playoffs. I mean, it's just there's a lot of reasons for Mike Brown to be in a good mood.
Yeah, and then with Pat McCaw, we asked him, which player would you want to be stuck in a car with for 4 hours for entertainment? And he didn't even hesitate. He said Draymond Green.
Yep.
Draymond Green. He just said that Draymond will talk the 4 hours. He won't have to worry about saying anything. That's what he said.
And when we asked him about which – oh, yeah, no, he had an interesting answer for the stranded on an island,
oh, yeah,
which player do you want with you? And he thought about it for a while.
For survival. Now this is for survival.
For survival, yeah. And he said Zaza Pachulia.
We didn't see that coming, and I'm like, why? And he goes, because he's big. If there's some, what do you say? If there's any like wild animals out there, like Zaza will take care of it. Or
yeah,
something.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, Zaza is kind of
a fantastic answer.
It really was a good pick. It was an under the radar great pick from Pat.
I know, because everyone's saying David West, and that seems a very obvious pick at this point. But Zaza just came out of nowhere, and we're like, whoa.
Another good answer after a pretty good question from you. I gotta give you credit. We were talking about Andre Iguodala and how he really mentored Pat McCaw during his rookie season. And Grant said, all right, one-on-one, who wins, you or Iguodala? And Pat goes, that's a bad question. Obviously, I would win.
Yeah, his swag. I know you hate the word, but his swag is just, he's the man.
Yeah, it's like Pat McCaw. You want to continue to say that word.
He's the guy that gets it. But, a lot of things we're talking about are fun things. And, we can dive into the numbers. But as every now and then, the cool thing about Summer League is these guys get to have some fun. They really do. And we were sitting right behind the whole bench of Steve Kerr. It was Bob Myers, Mike Brown, Ron Adams, Bruce Frazier, Jaren Collins. Everyone was in a row. And they're having a blast. They're laughing. They're having a good time. They're watching the players. And it's really it's a festive feeling out there. And even when you lose, no one likes losing, and they really do want to win, and they're trying to win, they're trying to compete, and they're trying to earn a roster spot. But just the vibe out here is fun, and so these questions, these guys are having fun at the questions.
They're defending champs. They're going to come here and they're going to have a big smile on their face, and they're going to act like they own the city.
Right.
Of course.
Well, Pat McCaw does. He did say, so you asked him if he ever is going to Dion Waiters it and be like, this is my city. And he said, potentially, next game, tomorrow, if he goes off, he said he would consider it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
We're going to be there. And
we will.
It would actually be great if he did it, because then we would get to ask him after the game about it, and then we could take credit for getting him to do it.
Now, here's the other thing, by the way. So we heard there's a chance we may have Ron Adams tomorrow.
Right.
And I cannot wait, because I'm going to get to tell him how every single player said him for being stuck on a desert island. And a lot of them said it's stuck in a car too.
He was the pick for everybody in terms of coach.
Ron Adams is coach for everything. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
He's the coolest guy out there. One other little last thing, because we got to go to sleep. I just kind of gave it away. We asked Kirk Lacob about the 15th roster spot.
Yes.
And if the Warriors – even need to fill it? And the answer is no. So the Warriors could, if they wanted to, go into the season with just the 14 spots. And they may decide to do that if financially they don't come to terms with anybody that they really want to add to the roster. Obviously, the person that people keep talking about is JaVale McGee, and that's understandable. But essentially, the Warriors could give the spot to JaVale. They could have it be an open competition in training camp. Or they could just say, you know what, we're happy with the 14 that we got. And maybe at some point during the season, if someone gets bought out and they add them, then they right. do that. But it seems like it's kind of a fluid situation.
Yeah, it really actually at this point, once he said that, it kind of dawned on me. It wouldn't surprise me if they didn't fill that spot immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at this point, they have so much depth. I don't think they need another guy just sitting there. Now, don't get me wrong. Bringing a JaVale or anyone, you know, that can be a rotation player, that's obviously great. But I don't think they have to force the issue as much, being so talented. So that was very interesting from Kirk, finding that out as well.
Well, that about wraps it up.
Yeah, we need to, you know, I think everyone can hear it in our voices a little bit, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I'm having fun, though. I'm having a blast.
Yeah, you need to relax. All right, everyone, have a great Tuesday, and we will talk to you again on Wednesday.
All right, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99. And our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.